Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
When's that construction going to be over with an I-25?
What?
That thing just keeps going.
But it's hit and miss.
I know.
If I knew I could plan for it, then I would. But like for the last 2 weeks, nothing's been going on, right? And then all of a sudden, then they're running late today, picking up the cones, I guess.
Yeah.
And I even put on my hazard lights because we were dead stopped, right? We were going 75 and then we were dead stopped. And so I always put on my hazard lights if I know the traffic coming up on me is going 75.
Yeah.
Right? Because that tells, I hope it tells you, we're dead stopped up here. Please slow down, right?
Well, you think you would know that, but you're seeing so many brake lights
that
you would know to bring it down, but some people don't.
Sure enough, this guy comes right up on me, and I'm like, I'm bracing, I'm waiting for it, and he slams on his brakes.
I mean, and this is literally, I mean, you couldn't put it in a more, I guess, surprising place as you're driving, because you've got two things here. You're coming off of C-470 onto I-25, or you're coming up from Lincoln on the south side onto 220 or on 25.
Where the speed limit is 75.
And you're rocking along there, and then you get through that corridor there, and then boom, it just comes to a stop.
Yeah.
So it's in a really dangerous place.
It's so dangerous. Because if you're coming off 75 miles per hour as the speed limit, you're like, woo, yeah, 70.
I got news for you. I came through there at 4:45 and it was backed up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I knew it was going to be a problem if they didn't get those cones out. Well, nevertheless, you made it.
It's Friday.
Weekend is here, so all good.
I did hear that the whole toilet talk in the National Forest, so that was enjoyable.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Yes,
you know, but if you're going up there, you better potty before you go.
I felt informed. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. That was a really good public service announcement.
Yeah, I didn't know it. And they're saying a record number of people are going up to the mountains this weekend to see the Colorado gold.
Right, so bring your coffee, Cam.
Yeah. That's a crock, though. Don't you think? Am I right about that? Shouldn't you leave? I mean, think about this for a minute.
I thought it in my car, like, why are you so adamant about it? You don't even use them.
I don't. But I'm watching the videos.
I know, but I'm literally in my car going, why are you on this campaign?
Well, I'm defending the public. I'm out there defending you, the people that go up there. That's why.
Okay.
And I saw these ladies and guys that were on TV this morning, and they were talking to the reporter, and they were angry.
They're very upset.
Because he had to go.
I heard. I'm like, here's the guy that doesn't even go past Golden.
No.
He doesn't even go up to Genesee.
No.
But you need this for the
roads. If I go to Red Rocks, it's too far west.
It's too far.
Yeah. I'm too far in the mountains. So I get afraid.
It's so scary.
I need flatland.
So I was like, well, at least you have like a thing. Like, I feel like you wanted to make posters.
Yeah.
I feel like you wanted to go downtown and like march or something.
Yeah, I'm like Smokey Bear.
Yeah.
I need one of those hats.
You're on a mission.
Yeah. Hey, so yesterday, speaking of being on a mission, I think I'm going to start a new side job career.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to become a painter. I painted the bathroom yesterday, and Jamie, I've had
so
nothing
good.
But accolades for this.
Really?
That I did such an incredible job. Now, I have paint all over me, and I did ruin a pair of pants and a pair of shoes, but I figure I'll get that part down.
Now, let me ask you something. Did you hand cut it, or did you use, like, tape?
Huh?
Did you hand cut it, like, with your brush, or did you use tape?
No, it's taped off because...
Because a really good painter can just hand cut it.
Well, I just started yesterday.
No, I mean, they just hand. There's a really great.
No.
I'm just telling you, if you want to go into
I know what that means.
A career.
I tried it yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't do so well with the hand.
I don't know how those people do it.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't do it. I have to tape it all off.
No, see, mine was cheated just a bit because remember the day before I had drywallers in there.
Yeah.
And so the drywallers have to tape the place off with plastic and everything. So I had them to leave everything when they left. So therefore, everything was taped in plastic. You couldn't make a mistake.
I'm just saying, if
you could have kicked over a bucket of paint, and you'd been fine.
I'm just saying, if this is your second job, you got to learn how to hand cut it. Because those painters, they don't want that kind of time.
Well, I'll have to YouTube that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
It's brush technique. I can't do it.
I can't either. No, I always get on the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm sloppy too.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I ruined a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't your forte.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it is, though. It is? Because when you see this, I mean, I killed it, folks.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this bathroom looks good. Now, granted, it's just basic walls and it's white. But
wait,
it's a start.
So is the ceiling white as well?
Well, I didn't get to the ceiling.
Oh.
I got tired.
Okay.
You get cramps when you're in there. And I'm up on a ladder, and I'm very unsteady, and I fell off the ladder twice. Against the wall, left a back print on a wall I just painted. Had to go back and repaint that.
Oh, dang.
And then after a while, I decided, you know what? I'll get to that ceiling over the weekend.
So who were these people that gave you all the accolades?
Lisa.
You said several. You said tons.
Well, the baby.
The baby. The baby's six months old.
Super impressed with it.
The baby. Yeah. The baby just laughed. So I assume that meant, Dad, what an incredible job.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that probably meant that.
Of course.
Wow. So.
I'm the worst, Jamie. Seriously, I'm the worst. I'm telling you right now, I literally painted a wall and fell into it. To be honest with you, that's what happened.
Oh, I thought this was not a second career then, after all.
So, Jamie.
So the truth comes around.
Let me explain. This is the truth, okay? Right. And I hate to admit this. I mean, what a dunce I am. Okay, so I paint this wall over here to my left.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And I get this little step ladder, and I go up it, and I get about three up, and I'm holding the pan, the roller pan.
Yeah.
I'm not using a roller. I'm using a brush, but I'm using the pan. I get about halfway up this ladder, and the pan starts to tilt.
Oh,
I'm about to drop the paint, so I reach to grab the paint, and when I do, I fall backwards into the wall I just painted.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know why you don't wear your GoPro when you do stuff like this. That would be so great. You should start a YouTube channel of home improvement.
And paint spills down my...
Right? Just stream it live? Yeah. I would totally watch it.
Paint went down my jeans.
Oh, that
would
be
sweet. We would all watch it if you just wore your GoPro.
I know, I should have.
Up in the room.
I should have. It was a disaster.
Because I would laugh. All right, but it's done now, right?
Well, not the ceiling.
Yeah, the ceiling.
But is that just going to be white? So are you going to go white into white?
White, and let's not get crazy.
Okay, so you're not doing two colors?
No. Then I'd have to use that brush technique. I don't want to have to go there.
Yeah.
I just want to go white.
Right all the way.
White, yeah. Okay. And then, get this, then there was one little piece of, I guess it's some type of... transition type piece that goes from the tile to the wall.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It looks like a little railing or something.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I think they call it trim in the biz.
All right, the trim biz. All right, my trim. So I'm painting, and I'm just, because it's all taped off, right? Except for about 2 feet of the trim.
Oh.
Not taped off. No. I didn't notice it. So I painted the damn trim.
Oh.
Like the floorboard?
Yeah.
I love it.
So I had to go get some type of a chemical to try to get that crap off.
God.
And it took off half the paint and part of it stayed. It was nasty. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm going to do there.
Yeah. Hmm.
She didn't see that because I had the door propped open, so it covered
it. That's good. So it's behind the door?
You can only see it when you shut the door to go to the bathroom.
Oh, so when you're sitting there taking your time to poo, you got plenty of time to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as that door is open, you don't see it.
Okay.
So she never shut the door, so she didn't see that. Have a disaster.
So all those accolades are going to be out the window once she shuts that door.
Sure appears that way.
Yeah. CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.